This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 136.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to grow your social media following. In fact, I'm going to be sharing one thing, the only thing that you need to do if you want to grow your following. So do stay tuned. But before we get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about our new sponsor, ResponseSource. ResponseSource is a media inquiry service that puts journalists who are looking for help with stories in touch with people who want to be featured in the media. So that's people like you. And if you subscribe to ResponseSource, you'll get dozens of emails in your inbox every day from journalists from the likes of the BBC, The Guardian, and Grazia magazine. So there's no need to write press releases or pitches to journalists. You simply reply to the messages in your inbox. Now, using ResponseSource has resulted in some fantastic coverage for the clients that I work with. And one example that comes to mind is Kate Beavis, an expert in vintage style who's recently been featured in the Daily Mail, in Top Sante magazine and the Metro newspaper, simply from replying to a few emails. So if you'd like to find out if ResponseSource could help you to get press coverage for your business and have a free trial of the service, then head over to responsesource.com/Janet Murray. That's responsesource.com/Janet Murray, and I'll also put a link to that in the show notes. And now, on with the main part of the show. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you the one thing that you need to be doing if you want to grow your social media following. Now, I always feel like I need a drum roll here, but here it is. It's simply this. You need to show up every day and you need to work on it every day. Now, I'm sorry if you tuned into this episode because you thought I was going to share some magic trick or some magic resource that I know about that will help you grow your social media following in a flash. But here's the thing, there aren't any. Being successful on social media is about turning up every day, about being consistent, about being persistent, and also being patient. I think it takes at least a year in most cases to really get traction on a particular social media platform. And I am going to share some strategies with you. I am going to share some things with you that will make it easier for you to grow your following. But the key thing is you have to show up every day and you have to be consistent. Now, if you're feeling a little bit disappointed at this point, I want to share a story with you that I think you might find heartening. So you may already know that I'm a keen runner. I'm running the London Marathon this year. So that's April 2017, if you're listening in the future. And I also belong to a local running club. And I was recently approached and asked if I would look after the race promotion for the North Downs Run, which is a 30K off-road race. It's a really tough race near where I live. It's really hilly. It's really hard. I marshalled last year. And when they asked me if I would help with the race promotion this year, I was really keen to do it. I often get asked for freebies. So people often approach me and ask if I'll work for free. But as you can imagine, if somebody that you don't know, you've got no relationship with at all, or, you know, even if it's a charity, but if it's something that you don't personally feel you've got any affinity with, then it's kind of a weird thing. And personally, I'd much rather do my pro bono work for an organisation or a club or a community event that I've actually got some kind of investment in. So I was really happy to agree to help them with this. So one of my jobs, as well as helping to get press coverage, is to help with the Twitter account and the Facebook page. So when I tried to get the login for the Twitter account for the North Downs Run, it turned out that the person who'd been doing it before had set it up in a different email address and they just couldn't find it and couldn't get logged in. So I said, look, let's just start again. It won't take very long to build up a following. So I started 1 week ago from now and I started with no followers whatsoever on Twitter. And I also picked up the Facebook page, but more about that as we go. And basically what happened was this, I started with absolutely no followers at all. And in 1 week, I've managed to get us up to 152 followers. Now that probably doesn't sound like very much at all because I've got over 20,000 followers on my own personal Twitter account. But by God, have I had to work to get those 152 followers. And it was really what inspired me to create this episode, because I'm constantly having conversations with people, both in my Facebook group, but also in my Soulful PR Studio, which is my membership community for people who want to learn strategies to promote their business. I'm having conversations all the time about how can I grow my following quicker? How can I get more followers on Twitter? How can I get more engagement on Facebook? And people often feel this real kind of sense of urgency. So when I managed to get 150 followers in a week, I was actually feeling quite chuffed because it was quite hard. And I'm going to share with you some of the strategies that I used to make that happen. But I shared this in my Facebook group and it actually turned out to be one of the most commented on threads of the week. And people were saying things like, oh, I'm so glad that you've shared this because you've got 20,000 followers on your personal Twitter account. You know about this stuff. You know, you've built your own following. But if it takes you this amount of effort to get 150 followers and get a bit of engagement on a Twitter account, then maybe I don't feel so bad about what I'm doing, and maybe I should actually be positive and pleased about what I'm doing. So this is really why I'm sharing this story. It's not easy to build a following on social media, and it really does require consistent daily action. I'm not saying you need to spend hours on it, but you do need to show up every day. And when you think about it, me getting 150 followers in a week is actually really quite good. So that's 150% growth, That's actually really very, very good. But I guess the tendency is with social media to look out there and look at other people who've got bigger followings and think, what are they doing that I'm not doing? And actually, they've just been at it longer. So I wanted to share with you some of the things that I think are really important when it comes to building your social media following, and also some of the things that I've been doing both on the North Downs Run Twitter feed, but also on their Facebook page as well, which I picked up, which had about 750 likes on it, I think, and had been dormant really since the last run, which is last year. And if you're listening in the future, this is a run that's happening in June in 2017. So the page has not really been used much since the last run. So I was picking it up with around 750 followers, I think, or maybe slightly less, and also having to, you know, get some buzz going about the event on there as well. So the first thing I'd say about building your social media following is obviously to be consistent, but you need to be posting regular content. So I'll often have conversations with people where they say, well, I don't know, I posted a couple of tweets or I posted a couple of times on my Facebook page and nobody commented, so obviously it doesn't work. Well, when you first start a new social media account, it's like a new blog. You have to twist people's arms. I'm going to share with you what I have been doing over the past week to get people to comment on my content on the Facebook page for the North Downs Run. I have actually been messaging runners from my running club and saying, look, I've just posted something. Please, could you go and leave a comment? Please, could you engage? And of course, what's happened because of the way the Facebook algorithm works is if somebody's liked the page and then they've commented and they've interacted and engaged, then they're more likely to see the next piece of content that comes around. So even very, very quickly, within a few days, what I could see was happening is that the people whose arms I'd twisted and the people who I'd sent DMs and said, please, please, please comment on this content that I'm sharing, they were starting to see the content in their feed. I wasn't even having to remind them. So actually, you can start, I'm not saying you're going to make massive, massive leaps straight away, but you can actually start to make some quite small gains just by being consistent. And let's be honest, just twisting people's arms at first to post and to share. So posting regular content is really, really important. And I really believe that it's better to post one piece of content a day, but do it religiously and actually do it and then spend some time getting some engagement on it, than to say, right, I'm going to do 7 tweets a day, or I'm going to do 6 Facebook posts a day. Got to be realistic about it. It's much better to say, right, I'm just going to post once on my Facebook group every day, but I'm really going to make sure that I promote the hell out of that content and make sure that people are commenting and interacting on it. And the thing about Facebook pages as well is that it's not just about sales. It's not just about kind of getting people to buy tickets for your event or to buy your product or whatever. It's also when people look you up, when they come to your Facebook page, it's like your shop window, basically. And if somebody comes to your Facebook page and you haven't posted for like 2 months and the only thing you did post, you got like one really weedy like on it or something, then that sends a really powerful message about your business. You may only have a few hundred likes on your Facebook page, but if when people come to check you out on your Facebook page, they see conversation, they see interaction, then the number of likes is not going to matter to them. They're going to see a buzzy business. They're going to see a business owner who is happy to talk to prospective customers and answer their questions. And that is so much more powerful than having loads of likes. So sharing regular content is really important, but you know, it's really important to be realistic about your time. So with our Facebook page for the North Downs Run, I just decided I was going to post one piece of content every day. I've been using my media diary. So for those of you who don't know about it, that's my A4 desk diary. We're sold out now, but it's an A4 desk diary that I created and launched for the new year this year. And that's 2017, if you're listening in the future, which basically lays out all the kind of key awareness days that are coming up and anniversaries and key dates. So as I'm recording this week, we've had Valentine's Day, we've had National Almond Day, we've had Mint Chocolate Day. So I shared some Valentine's recipes for runners. I shared a piece from Runner's World, which was a roundup of running gifts that you can buy for the runner that you love in your life. Today I've shared a mint chocolate recipe, a post-run recipe. And the other key thing about sharing content is, and this is why you have to twist people's arms to comment at first and why it's important that you do, even if it's your mum or your dad or your friend or whatever, is that you need to make it interactive. You need to be basically think of your content as a conversation starter. So every piece of content that I've posted this week on the North Downs Run page has basically been turned into a question. So if I'm sharing recipes, you know, what's your favourite recipe? If I'm sharing gifts to buy runners, what do you buy other runners as a present? And basically turning it around on them all the time. I did something the other day, actually. I shared a piece of content which was about running socks. And I asked people what their favourite running socks were and got really, really good engagement on that and got really good organic engagement as well. People were jumping on and saying, oh, these are my favourite socks. And they were tagging other people in and saying, oh, yeah. And they were recommended to me by this person. And by that point in the week, I was already benefiting from the fact that because I twisted people's arms to comment earlier on in the week, then these posts were showing up in people's feeds. So I wasn't having to remind people and they were just jumping on and commenting, which is absolutely great. And you know, the reach has gone up 300 or 400% on. I'm not saying it's going to break any world records whatsoever. It's gone from like 0% to 300 or 400%. Or, you know, I've had some of the posts, I think the first post that I did had a reach of, I don't know, 1300 people or something like that. But compared to what had been happening on the page before, it was much, much better. And some of it's also about experimentation. So I noticed that any photos of the course did really well. So Helen, the lady who is also working on the Facebook page, she shared some photos of the course and they did really, really well. But these articles have been doing really well. And I think as we sell more tickets, as more people like the page, then sharing these articles every day and inviting people to comment and get involved in the conversation is going to be really, really key. And you've probably picked up there as well that when you're sharing regular content, it doesn't have to be your own content. So doing the race promotion for the North Downs Run, for my own social media, obviously I have a library of 250 odd podcast episodes and blog posts that I can use. But North Downs Run, they don't have a blog. They have a very, very simple website. So I'm basically just working with content, curated content. So I've made Twitter lists of running magazines and women's health magazines and men's health magazines. And I've just basically been sharing articles that I think are timely and relevant. So if you don't have content, that's no excuse. You can still be really active on social media. So the first thing, obviously, is creating regular content and making sure that you turn that into something which can start a conversation. And the second thing is really linked to the first. You need to create engagement. It's no good you just putting content out there on social media and just leaving it to sit there. You've got to be out there really working that content. So I'm going to share a few things that I've done on the North Downs Twitter feed over the last week. So the first thing I did was I searched on Twitter to see who'd run the North Downs Run before last year. Now, there weren't many people because I think more people were more active on the Facebook page than they were on Twitter. But I found a few people who'd run it last year. I tweeted them and said, hey, are you thinking of running it this year? they all got back to me, in fact, and said yes or no, or, you know, we had a bit of a conversation about it. And that was great. And I added them to a list, and I'm kind of monitoring. That sounds awful when I put it like that, but I'm monitoring what they're talking about. More about that later. So that was the first thing that I did. What I also did was I followed people who were tweeting about similar things. So I looked up some hashtags like trail running, and there's a big run in the UK. There's a big sort of running online group called UK Run Chat, and they've got their own hashtag. So I started having a look at what they were doing. They run a weekly chat on Twitter on a Sunday evening and a Wednesday evening. So I started using their hashtag. I started retweeting their chats. I started chatting to some of the runners who were using the hashtag, and that worked really well as well. I followed loads of people that I thought would be interested in the race. So I looked on Twitter to see if I could find people who'd run similar runs, and I followed them. And of course, because of the way I've set up the profile and the description on Twitter, then there's some really nice photos. I've done a pinned tweet of a really nice picture of the North Downs run that just had quite a lot of likes, actually, considering we haven't got that many followers, and basically trying to get people over to have a look at it. So that's another thing that I did. I also, the UK has a big movement called Park Run. In fact, it's international, which is a timed run, 9 o'clock every Saturday, all over the place, all over the UK. And I know it is international. It's in many other countries as well. So I followed as many park runs as I could, because a lot of the park runs have their own Twitter account, and I've retweeted their stuff and I've interacted with them as well. I've also been, I think I mentioned this earlier, I've been doing some social listening and finding hashtags that the kind of people who are likely to run this race are using, and then chatting to them about it. I've been retweeting content from running publications and putting my own content out there as well. And I've replied, this is really, really important, I've replied to every comment and every tweet. So anybody who's replied back to me, thanked me for a retweet or responded to my question or comment, I've tried to get in a bit of a conversation with them. And I mentioned earlier that I set up Twitter lists. Now, these are basically very simple to set up in your Twitter account, but you can find it a bit overwhelming on Twitter, because you're probably even if you're only following a couple of hundred people, that's a lot of, every time you check in, that's a lot of content to have a look at. So what you can do is organize the people that you follow into lists, and then you can just check the list. So I've got a list for running publications. I've been checking that regularly and then sharing some of the content. I've got a list of people who take part in this UK run chat, and they're obviously tweeting about really, really relevant stuff. So I've been popping in there every day and retweeting some of their photos and replying to them, because they've been posting pictures of their runs and what they've been up to, and getting into a conversation there. I've got lists of park runs, which I mentioned earlier. So basically, I've got, every time I head into the account, I can have a quick look through these lists, see if there's anything interesting that people are posting and sharing, and I can be retweeting and chatting to people. And that's basically what I've done. Now, it probably sounds like I've worked really hard on this. I just don't have the time. Obviously, I'm busy running my business. But every time I've had a little 5 minute downtime, I've just popped over there and spent a bit of time on there. And I think it's worth saying that I'm not scheduling any tweets at the moment or scheduling any Facebook posts, because it's very early days. I'm trying to keep it organic. And I think with Twitter, that probably works well initially. I think if you've got lots of content, then great, you can schedule some content. But actually, I think for Twitter, keeping it organic at first is probably a good move. For Facebook, you may well have heard that Facebook does, or certainly it's rumored that Facebook doesn't like scheduled content as much as it likes organic content, because Facebook is all about family and friends. So if I'm scheduling, even if it's articles from running magazines or running blogs or whatever, to go onto the Facebook page, if I'm scheduling them rather than actually organically posting them myself, they're probably not going to do it as well. So I've opted to keep it organic at first. Now, again, this is something that is not sustainable over a long period of time. On my own personal Twitter account, I do a lot of scheduling. I have upped, since actually interviewing Mike Koala, the Twitter expert, back in episode 135, I've massively upped the number of tweets that I have and I put out every day. And I do use a scheduling software called Meet Edgar to do that. But I think when you're just starting out, I think the key thing is about conversations and interaction and building relationships with people. It is social media after all. The other few things I wanted to mention as well is, and this is kind of hard, I'm not sure what the impact is like really when you're just starting out, but I've also, with Twitter, I've used a couple of tools to help me grow my following. So I've used Social Quant. That was also mentioned back in episode 135 with Mike Koala. And I'm going to be using Manage Flitter. Now, they're two tools that help you to find people to follow who are interested in the same kinds of things as you. And basically how it works is when you follow somebody, they generally go out and check your profile. They go and see whether you're interested in the same things and decide whether to follow you back. So that's another thing that I've looked into. And the other thing that I think is just really important to finish by saying is that every single follower, when you first start a new social media account, or if you've made a decision that you really want to grow a particular account, is every follower matters. It isn't about numbers. It's about the quality. Are you getting the right kind of people following your account? Are you getting the right kind of retweets and the right kind of interaction on your account? That is just so much more important. And I would really celebrate every single follower. I mean, it's been really fun for me this week, to be honest, because having an account that I've had for years that's got 20,000 plus followers and then trying to get up to 150, that was my aim this week, on an account pretty much from scratch. You know, that's been quite a challenge, but I've enjoyed doing it. And I've really enjoyed sort of getting out there and doing what social media is about, really, just testing things out and seeing what works best. You know, I think I've given you some tips today on how you might grow your social media following, but what works for me may not necessarily work for you. It really is about going out there and trying it out. So I hope you found that useful and hope that you found it reassuring. If you're out there trying to grow one of your social media accounts at the moment and you've been feeling a bit dispirited, I mean, this is really why I shared it in my Facebook group. If you've been feeling a bit down about it and feeling a bit dispirited, then I'm hoping that this will reassure you that I'm somebody who's got a big following. I kind of know what I'm doing. I wouldn't say I was an expert in social media, but I've been active on a number of different platforms for quite some time. And I feel like I kind of do know what things work and what doesn't work. But, you know, I've had to work really hard to get all of those followers. And I thought that you might find it reassuring just to hear me talking about that. The other thing quickly to mention, actually, is my Instagram account. I've created a blog post about this, but I decided a few months back to really focus on growing my Instagram account. And it took me 90 days to get from about 500 followers to 2,000 followers or thereabouts. But the return on investment, I mean, that's still a very, very small amount of followers. It really is. But the return on investment for that, I've sold diaries, I've sold books, I've sold people into my membership community, because it really is about quality, not quantity. And I've just had some fantastic conversations with people over on Instagram, and people have been able to ask me questions about my products and services, and it really is about relationship building. One other quick thing I wanted to mention, actually, that you can use to help grow your following on social media is pods, basically. So in Instagram, I have a number of pods, which are basically small groups of people who agree to like and comment on each other's posts. And the Instagram algorithm, it rewards comments much more than it does likes, and also and especially if they're made quickly after the content has been posted. So having groups of people who you can basically make an agreement between you to comment on each other's content, that's been fantastic for me for growing my following on Instagram. But I've also introduced something similar in my Soulful PR Studio. That's my membership community. We have a number of group projects that we're working on together. And one of them is our Facebook Growth Pod, and we do exactly that. So when you post something new on your Facebook page, you post in my group and others wade in and put a comment on the end of it. So your Facebook page always looks busy. You're improving your reach all the time. You're also learning what's working, what isn't working. We also chat about, you know, what content we've posted that's worked really well, what hasn't worked really well. And I think the key thing about this is you can't do this alone. If you really want to grow your social media following, yes, you need to turn up every day. You need to be consistent. You just need to do the work. But also, you need to accept that you need others around you to help. And I just think getting together with other people who are trying to do the same things, who are trying to grow their engagement, to grow their following, to grow their audience, and helping each other out, it can just be so invaluable. And I'm seeing that working so well in my studio. So I just want to finish up by mentioning a few other bits of content that you might want to have a listen to if you've found this one useful. So I've mentioned it already, but there's episode 135 with Mike Koala, which is specifically on how to grow your following on Twitter. And also, you might also want to have a listen to episode 126 and 128. Now, they're specifically about growing engagement in your Facebook groups, but a lot of the things I talk about in those episodes could be applied to growing your engagement on any social media network as well. I've also written a blog post, which I'll put in the show notes, which is about how to get your hashtag trending on Twitter, because that happened to me recently. And if you're interested in Instagram, you might like episode 93 with Sarah Tasker, which is all about how to grow your business by using Instagram. You've been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, why not come over and join my Facebook group? It's simply the Soulful PR Facebook community, and I'd love to see you there.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business.